Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged. And the soldiers wove a crown of thorns and put it on his head. And they dressed him in a purple robe. They kept coming up to him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews," and striking him in the face.
"Look, I am bringing him out to you to let you know that I find no case against him."
So Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe.
"Here is the man."
"Crucify him! Crucify him!"
"Take him yourselves and crucify him. I find no case against him."
"We have a law, and according to that law, he ought to die, because he has claimed to be the Son of God."
Now, when Pilate heard this, he was more afraid than ever.
"Where are you from? Do you refuse to speak to me? Do you not know that I have the power to release you and the power to crucify you?"
"You would have no power over me unless it had been given you from above. Therefore, the one who handed me over to you is guilty of a greater sin."
"If you release this man, you are no friend of the emperor. Everyone who claims to be a king sets himself against the emperor."
When Pilate heard these words, he brought Jesus outside and sat on the judge's bench at a place called the Stone Pavement, or in Hebrew, Gabbatha. Now it was the day of preparation for the Passover, and it was about noon.
"Here is your king." "Shall I crucify your king?"
"We have no king but the emperor."
Then he handed him over to them to be crucified.
There are so many things that are wrong in our text for today. And at the same time, there are so many things that are right in our text for today. As is typical in the Gospel of John, the religious leaders of the day are holding on to what they believe to be right. Pilate is being as mean as Pilate was known to be. Actually, not quite as mean as he has been known to be. So Pilate's not acting out of character. The religious leaders are trying to follow the rules, the letter of the law. Jesus has been saying a lot of "I am" statements. It was blasphemy to say that you were God. The religious law of the day allows taking a person that would make such a claim to the Roman authorities. Remember, only the emperor can be God. Of course, beyond the secular, the Torah makes it very clear that only God is God. So here is Jesus, who it appears has made some statements that make it sound like he believes he is God or right up there with emperor. The religious leaders have done the right thing in bringing someone who is blaspheming to the local authorities. Pilate is doing the right thing in questioning Jesus. If Jesus has been saying he's the king, then Roman law comes into play. By all counts, Jesus is guilty. And if someone is guilty, we have laws, right? There are certain punishments for certain actions. The religious leaders have made Jesus out to be a bad person, a criminal. And none of us want bad people, criminals around us, especially someone that thinks he's God. Pilate follows typical Pilate behavior and flogs the criminal. It could be a vicious regime, so it doesn't surprise us that Pilate's soldiers would bully the criminal. You want to be king? Okay, here's a crown of thorns, and we will drape you in the royal color of purple. Once the bullying, the humiliation starts, it just keeps going. But it doesn't matter, because it's toward a criminal. Pilate makes a show out of what he and his soldiers have done to the criminal. They parade the criminal out in front of the people who know that he has broken the law. They want him crucified. Pilate sounds almost weary of the whole thing and says, "Take the criminal yourself. I find no case against him." That should make you stop. If we have ever wondered about Pilate in the Gospel of John, did he believe Jesus was the Christ? Was he beginning to believe? Remember what he's already done to this criminal that he finds no case against. He has flogged him, the crown of thorns, humiliation, ridicule. The religious leaders remind Pilate that the law is that the criminal should die because he has claimed to be the Son of God. He has claimed to be God. Pilate is afraid now. The text reads that he was more afraid than ever. Or a better translation may be, he was very much afraid. And afraid he should be. Passover's about to begin. Crowd control is very important. We are the Roman Empire, and we are all about peaceful living. We will do whatever we have to do to have peaceful living. So it's very important that when the people gather for Passover, that the crowds are controlled. It doesn't bode well that there's someone already causing trouble. Pilate asked the criminal, "Where are you from?" And as we heard and saw, the criminal doesn't answer him. Pilate says, "Do you not know that I have power to release you and power to crucify you? Do you not know that I have power to do good and power to do evil?" The criminal answers Pilate that Pilate has no power over him unless it has been given to Pilate from above. Pilate tries again to release the criminal, but the religious leaders remind him, "If you release this criminal, you will not be loyal to the emperor. You know that everyone who claims to be king sets himself against the emperor." The religious leaders are right. Pilate can release the criminal and the emperor hear about it and realize that Pilate wasn't being loyal, or Pilate can win a lot of goodwill with the emperor when he hears that the religious leaders cried, "We have no king but the emperor." After all, the criminal's already flogged. Everybody wins when the emperor is praised. So everything's according to the law, to the culture of the day, to the importance of keeping order. And yet everything is so wrong. For those of you who write and preach sermons, you will understand why I did not sit down and put this sermon on paper until last night. You will understand the problems with preaching this text. I had no problem coming up with the sermon title by the Wednesday at noon deadline for the worship bulletin. I've lived with this text for more than just 1 week. I knew this text was coming. And I just knew I could discern a word for us out of it for today. And how many words can we hear to us today out of this text? More than we want to hear. I thought that if I had a couple of days not thinking about this text, that when I revisit it after getting home from the congregational gathering in Newton yesterday, that I would see the text with refreshed eyes and the good news would jump right out at me. Well, that would have happened. But instead, Friday night, Tammy Rotschafer and I had dinner with friends in Ames, Iowa. Somehow, in the midst of our lovely dinner at a wonderful restaurant, the conversation topic turned to the word evil. I did not take the conversation there. Several people were talking about evil in the world. Is it real? How loosely we tend to use that word and how quick we are to use that word. I sat and listened, and then someone asked, "Is evil real or is it a power?" Images of the documentary that Dan showed us of the Freedom Riders flashed into my brain, for any of you that saw that. African-American women and men, as well as white women and men sitting at a lunch counter, breaking the law could have caused a riot, wasn't the culture of the day. And people poured mustard and ketchup on them and spit on them and hit them. They were criminals. That's all someone had to say to the crowds. They've broken the law. They are criminals. One person throws ketchup, then another person joins in and throws mustard, then another person joins in and spits on them. Well, we know how mob mentality works. Other images of people who are different in any way being made fun of by one person, and then another person joins in, and then, well, if the crowd is doing it, it must be okay, right? And then the image that I try to block out of my mind, it's an image from Bosnia, surprise, of an afternoon spent with a religious leader who honestly believes that the destruction of the Bosnians was the right thing to do. For that's what the government leaders wanted. And as a religious leader, it was his responsibility to bless what the government leaders wanted. So much so that this religious leader stood at the edge of villages and blessed every soldier who went to kill in the name of the government, in the name of the king. Everyone was doing it. I entered the conversation on whether evil is real or a power or what is it, totally against my will. I entered the conversation. I shared the experience that my colleagues and I had on that beautiful day in the Republika Srpska in Bosnia. I don't like to talk about that day much because of the sense of evil that several of us felt. I don't like to talk about that day much because of the glimpse into the choices we as humans make. Don't you know that I can set you free or crucify you? Don't you know that I can do good or I can do evil? We can make choices that bring goodness to the world, or we can make choices that allow the presence of evil to flourish. We can stand by the letter of the law so much that we believe that a group of people are not worthy to be on the face of the earth, or believe that Jesus is a criminal. As we talked, we examined what happens when we find ourselves trapped by the law of a government that would decree a group of people evil and not deserving to live. Could the religious leader have walked away and refused not to participate in the genocide? Maybe. Or did the law lead the religious leader to agree with the political figures and soldiers and police? Or did the religious leader preach a type of message that allowed the political figures and soldiers and police to have the freedom to choose death and destruction? See, it's hard to separate the religious and the secular when it gets so very entwined. The religious leaders had declared Jesus a criminal. Pilate really doesn't care one way or the other, but if Jesus is saying that he's a king, then Pilate has to get rid of someone who would have the audacity to challenge the kingship of the emperor. For everyone to hold on to the power and status that they have, they need to join the crowd and humiliate and harm people who have the God-given right to sit at a lunch counter. For everyone to hold on to their superiority over others, then they have to bully people who are different, who God has created. For everyone to claim who their king is, then they have to bless the killing of innocent people. If Pilate and the religious leaders are going to serve the king, then the Son of God must be crucified. One of our dinner companions on Friday night said, you know, once you declare your loyalty and join with a group, you give up your level of choices. There's still a choice. You can join in or you cannot join in to whatever activity they're doing. But if your loyalty is to the group, then whether you join in or not, you are a part of what they do. There is no neutral ground when it comes to the Son of God and evil. Jesus never compromises offering the love of God to everyone. Jesus never joins in on the side of evil. Jesus shows how much he loves by standing there dressed in purple with a crown of thorns on his head, hearing the people declare that they have no king but the emperor. Not God, but the ruling political figure of the day is their God. How many times have we as humans, by our actions, declared that our king is something or someone other than God? Have we ever been part of a group that's chosen the side of evil over the love of God that Jesus has showered us with in abundance? We have no king but I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods before me. We have no king, but the light has come into the world and people loved darkness rather than light. We have no king, but I give you a new commandment that you shall love one another as I have loved you. We have no king, but thank God for God's abundance of grace.
Amen.